So this is Disturbingly Hysterical Bedtime Stories with Devita Kelly, Part 3. Why am I calling it Part 3? Also, because this all started at the New York City nightclub called Scores back in the day, over 2 decades ago. And Howard Stern was always a huge fan of us strippers and entertainers at the New York City nightclub, and he would always get on the air and bring us strippers on to do shows, and he was always so engaging, and he would have private parties at Scores in the early day, right after his show aired. He would come in with his producers, and we would all have a private party in the VIP room, and it was always so much fun, because there was a buffet and everyone was just chilling out. And then the next day Howard Stern would get on the air and talk about how amazing us entertainers were and how much fun it was and how much fun everybody had. And he, in real life, Howard Stern is really, really shy. He's really very kind and timid, and you would never think that because he always comes across as a bit of a prick back in the day, especially. But in real life, he's just really nice and shy. And so I thought it was so fun to always fuck with him. With his head, that is. And I'd be giving him a lap dance. And I'd be like, you know what, Howard Stern? I would blow your shofar. And the shofar, by the way, it's the Hebrew horn that they blow before it. At temple, before sacrificing a lamb, like according to the Hebrew gospel. And so, like, if you're a Jew, you get it. And so I would be making all these ridiculous puns, and I'd be like, I'd light your menorah, Howard. And he'd be like, really? I'm like, he was so sweet. It was adorable. He was, like, sweet like that. And he was always really generous, too. And so his producers and Baba Booey and all of them would come to my private parties, because I was also a very famous club promoter too in New York, along with my friend who was working with me, Kiana Love. And we would throw these amazing parties as for these clubs, and his producers and cast would always come and show up, and it was always like a really great time. And so Howard Stern knew me. He would always compliment me on the air and be like, oh yeah, Devita Kelly's one of my favorite entertainers. She's like, so she's a lot of fun. Those were his words. And I really, looking back, I really am thankful that he gave me the opportunity to kind of catapult my career, because he gave me the ego boost that I needed at the time. And he was also very encouraging. I was just getting my massage license in New York, and he allowed me to be his personal masseuse briefly at his sports club. And he just did that graciously, because I was like, hey, may I please have the opportunity to, like, practice on you? And he actually said yes. And I would tell him about my childhood, and he would ask me about it, and I would explain how I grew up in the Children of God cult, which was an apocalyptic sex cult. And he was so attentive and listening and just very kind, and I'll never forget that. So he really, I give him a lot of credit, and he really did launch my career back in the day, and I will not stop talking about him, because this New York Scores nightclub events were epic. There was so many celebrities on a nightly basis, and athletes, etc., that would show up and party. I'm like, just funny stories always just pop into my mind, and last minute I'm like, oh my god, that's right, that happened. It was so funny. Like, for instance, I was thinking the other day, I remember when I'm at one of the parties that I was promoting, Derek Jeter, this is 25 years ago, showed up with the Yankee team, and I had no idea what baseball was, because I grew up in the Far East and Europe, so I had not been in the States for a while, and so I had my British accent back then, which I put on for shits and giggles, because I'm an incredible fucking actress, too. So I was like, I went up to Derek Jeter, was flirting with me, and I was like, oh my god, you've got really gorgeous eyes, they're like brilliant kind of green or hazel blue. And he was like, yeah, I'm half Puerto Rican and half Jewish. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And what sort of sport is it again that you play? He's like, baseball. I'm like, I think I've seen that on the telly. Is that the game where they wear those really tight pants and then run around with bats? He's like, yeah. I literally did not know what baseball was. But I just thought that he was so sweet. He was so young back then, too. But that's just one of many incidences where celebrities have, like, hit on me or flirted. And it's just fun because I'm like, I remember again, oh, goodness. Mike Tyson came into the Scores nightclub in New York City one night, and he had the champagne room, and he just wanted blonde strippers to come over and give him a topless lap dance. And so me and four other blonde strippers, three or four other blonde strippers, surrounded him and were giving him a lap dance. And he was just grinning from ear to ear. And he has a lisp in real life. He's really sweet. Again, in real life, he's not the intimidating guy in real life. He has a lisp, but he was sweet and he was smiling. And so we all had our boobies in his face, and I was being a smartass, and I was like, okay, everybody, watch your ears now, because this was right after he had just bit the ear off Holyfield? Who did he bite his, Holyfield? He bit his ear off. So I was like, everybody watch your ears. We have our white tits in his face. So I'm like, everybody watch your ears. We should be concerned. And it was so funny because for a brief second, he had like this tiger look that came out of his eyes. Like he looked staring me straight in the eyes. And then he almost looked like he was mad for a hot second. And all the strippers got scared. And I was like, and then he just grinned from ear to ear and laughed. He's like, ah, ha, ha, that's funny. I'm like, oh my God, see, you are so fucking hot. So that was so fun. What? Okay, so that was one incident. And then, like, oh goodness, there was, these stories will never cease to come up. Oh, I remember when Vin Diesel first was cast in the Tom Hanks movie. So this story is about Vin Diesel's clone, whose name is Vin Schmeisel. So Vin Diesel's clone, Vin Schmeisel, had just gotten cast in the movie that Steven Spielberg cast called Saving Private Ryan, along with Ben Affleck. No, Matt Damon. Look at me. I'm sorry. Sorry, Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Tom Hanks was in that movie. And Vin Schmeisel, who was Vin Diesel's clone, had a breakout role where he gets shot for trying to save the kid from a sniper halfway through the movie. So he had just, like, come partied, Spielberg had brought him and some other cast members from that set to party at the New York Scores nightclub. And so anyways, I went back with a bunch of us stripper girlfriends to go party at Steven Spielberg's loft, because he has one in Soho, and everybody parties there if you know him or if you're friends. If you want to go to his party and you're invited, you are allowed. So we're partying there one night, and we're all like passed out, like drunk from champagne. And me and my girlfriend strippers were all in one huge king-size bed in one of the rooms, I forget. But in the middle of the night, it was so, well, the morning, probably like 3 a.m., Vin Schmeisel, the clone, comes in and taps me on my shoulder. He's like, hey, you gotta come here, come here, come on. You have to come check out Steven Spielberg's Oh, sweet tricked out bathroom. So I go to the bathroom, like, this is insane. It's covered in marble and gold. Wow. And then Vince Schmiel's like, well, this is an amazing mirror too. I'm like, I know, right? We can see ourselves. So he drops trow and do. This thing unfolds. It is ridiculous. Ridiculously huge. It's the size of my fucking waist. And I'm like, oh my god, Vince Schmiesel, that is the biggest schlong I have ever fucking seen in my life. Are you serious? No, you're not gonna bend me over the Steven Spielberg's marble counter. Hells no. Oh my, that thing looks destructive. And he's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, I'm fucking sure. I am not into giant Puerto Rican schlongs the size of my leg. Oh my god. I was like, oh, no, hells no. I don't know if he'd ever heard a no before or not, but I was like, that is really, really special. Thank you for that, that I got to see this. This is amazing. I will never forget this. I'm like, I'm going to go crawl back in bed with my drunk stripper girlfriends, and I'm going to go cuddle with them, but thank you for ah.